Audacity. Who gave you attitude?
The remaining 12 missionaries kidnapped in Haiti by an armed gang have been released, and more in this edition of the Caribbean News Roundup. I'm Ken Richards, the news coming right up. But first, Tobago's new health secretary says the situation there is dire. Dr. Faith Israel is describing what she says is Tobago's COVID-19 reality in this TTT News report.
The situation is dire. These were the words used by newly minted Secretary for Health, Wellness and Social Protection, Dr. Faith B. Israel, in describing Tobago's COVID-19 reality at Wednesday's first post-executive medical briefing since the change in THA administration. The health secretary explained they have already begun the work to address this.
This decision was made quite some time ago, but it is being actioned today to include an additional facility to house some of our patients who are with COVID-19 at a facility in the Lowlands area.
This additional health facility will house non-critical patients. Health Secretary B. Israel implored Tobagonians to abide by the COVID protocols, noting that this facility can too become overpopulated. The health division is also exploring other avenues to address the situation.
I have actually started reaching out to international partners to ask them for assistance. What would that assistance look like? It may mean identifying individuals who can come in, bodies, meaning doctors, nurses, and so forth, who can come in and help us actually man this system. It may mean increasing our testing capacity. It may mean increasing or improving our treatment capacity.
The health secretary also made a call to health professionals living in Tobago who may have the time to volunteer their services in joining the fight against the COVID crisis on the island.
The remaining 12 missionaries of a group of 17 who were kidnapped by an armed gang in Haiti in October have been released. Christian Aid Ministries confirmed the news on its website. Five of the hostages had already been released in recent weeks. The group, consisting of 16 Americans and one Canadian, including children, were abducted after they visited an orphanage in an area run by a powerful criminal gang. They were returning from the visit when the bus they were traveling in was seized by gang members in the town of Gartier, east of the capital, Port-au-Prince. Antigua and Barbuda's state of emergency is expected to be lifted on Christmas Eve. The announcement was made by Information Minister Melford Nicholas on Thursday morning. He indicated at the time that the matter would be dealt with in the country's parliament. Ending the state of emergency will facilitate getting rid of the ongoing curfew.
This morning, the Prime Minister will ask the parliament to consider lifting the state of emergency. And we are asking, as of midnight on the 23rd, that the state of emergency will be lifted. We do consider this as a conditional removal. We clearly wanted to send a clear signal that we wanted to reopen the economy, certainly beyond the Christmas holiday season and into the new year. But we are cautious, and we remain cautious, because of the pending threat of the Omicron virus, which, of course, the Omicron variant, I'm sorry, no one, including the WHO, has all of the necessary studied information yet. So on the 24th, 1 second after midnight on the 23rd, the state of emergency will be lifted.
Some vendors in Jamaica are not convinced the new curfew measures will bring them good tidings. Here is CVM News.
With the Christmas holidays fast approaching, vendors in Coronation Market, downtown Kingston, expressed mixed emotions about projected sales in light of the new curfew restrictions. Prime Minister Andrew Holness announced on Tuesday a 1 a.m. to 5 a.m. curfew for Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve. These new restrictions differ from those of last year's, with a 7 p.m. to 5 a.m. curfew on Christmas Day, Boxing Day, and New Year's Day. Some vendors say they are grateful Mr. Holness is relaxing the mandate and are optimistic for what the season will bring.
Well, things will be better because they know we're not going in early, so people buy clothes for their kids so they could go out and enjoy. Everybody will want to cook their Christmas dinner, so you know, things will be good. Well, all right.
They say although they were able to manage, last year was extremely difficult and crippling to their income since they were unable to operate.
Last year wasn't bad, but this year will be better. So we got through it last year, you know, we fight our way through. Regardless of the situation and the circumstances, we fight our way through. What we think this year will be better, much, much better.
Other vendors say they need more than just a few added hours to the curfew. They say this will change nothing as buyers continue to face financial challenges.
I mean, I expect no difference because the people them still don't have any money because they come up unexpected. It's not like it's a long, it did talk a long while ago, so people have work or, I mean, I expect no better. The same old people still don't have any money. All when the things them cheap, people still can't buy it because them broke.
Janelle Powell, CBM Live.
A drive-by shooting in St. Lucia leaves three people dead. NBC Prime News reported on a shooting that turned fatal for the three, while two others were injured.
The Marshall community is reeling after several minutes of gun horror. Terror and grief spread through the community as gunmen opened fire on residents Sunday, killing three people and wounding two others following a drive-by shooting. 36-year-old Ronnie Scott, 34-year-old Leah John, both residents of George Charles Boulevard, and 22-year-old Don Strawn of Black Mali Castries were shot multiple times on the Marshall Road. Don Strawn died on the scene. That anguish was reinforced Tuesday by a grieving relative who decried the weekend's gun violence and appeals for the police to help in tracking down the shooters.
John was not a bad child. I don't see why people have to be taking people's lives like that for no reason at all. At the end of the day, it's we the family that's sitting, we the family that's grieving. They're killing our siblings, and we the one that's spending all the money, doing all the up and down, everything. Where is the justice? They need to get those guys off the street. They need to get them guns off the street. Because of that.
Leah John and Ronnie Scott were later pronounced dead at the Owen King European Hospital by a medical practitioner. The two other individuals that were injured are said to be in stable condition. One is expected to undergo surgery, while the other was discharged from hospital Tuesday. Cecil Actil, NBC Prime.
Grenada's Labour Minister Peter David says an industrial clash between the Grenada Port Authority and its workers has been resolved. David says the resolution means that Grenadians will not encounter any difficulties in getting their barrels and other items at the port this Christmas season. Here's GBN News.
According to Minister for Labour Peter David, operations at the Grenada Port Authority will be a smooth sail for the rest of the year as the industrial dispute between the authority and the Grenada Technical and Allied Workers Union, the representatives for the workers, has been resolved. After workers' industrial action on Monday, the minister said he initiated a sit-down with all parties involved to fix the issue.
On Monday morning, when we realized an issue was about to erupt, I pulled the parties before me. We met on Monday and we met on Tuesday. And I must say that while there was some heated debate, some contention, some issues, eventually I think both parties made compromises.
Minister David said that one of their concerns was how the industrial action will affect the Grenadian public and the collection of their goods on the port, further disrupting lives. The minister gave a brief understanding of what was the final agreement of both parties.
The solution that was found was in keeping with the collective agreement, that they are going to receive the bonus according to the collective agreement. It was a mandatory amount according to the agreement of 2% and an amount above the 2% depending on the performance of the port. But that was the main issue.
For GBN News, I am Rina Per Thomas reporting.
And And that's the Caribbean News Roundup for today, Friday, December 17. I'm Ken Richards. Thanks for listening.
The Caribbean News Roundup. Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. At 7:30 a.m., 12:30 p.m., and 6 p.m. Let's get to know our region even better with OSAR Radio.